Hey, beautiful friend. Welcome back to another episode of Meant to Bloom. I'm so glad to have you here. This is the personal growth podcast for hot mess moms. This is the only podcast I'm aware of that's taking it back to the very first steps to pull you out of those trenches, teaching you to swim when you feel like you're drowning. All right, mama, I am here for you. Okay, this is the show where we talk about real life motherhood struggles, plus simple steps and strategies to take control of your time, drop the mom guilt, strengthen your sanity, and start to unblock your joy. Join me and take the journey from overwhelmed to overjoyed, from hot mess to happy mom. Speaking of unblocking your joy, I have it on sale right now if you act fast from like the day I post this. It is on sale. It is finally up and running on the new platform, and I am so excited to announce that it's back. And these are the strategies that really, they really helped pull me out of like the lowest of low times for me. I was just always in the cycle of not taking care of myself, not being mindful of myself, not loving myself. And I was constantly in this cycle of like self-denial and always saying no to help when it was offered, always saying no to going and doing something fun and exciting, because I had these beliefs that like if I said yes to myself, it meant saying no to my kids, that kind of thing. And that was such a toxic belief. And it led to really all of us being a little bit miserable because mommy was a little bit manic and crazy at the time. And it really just fueled the depression and the anxiety. And I was a wreck. I was a mess. I will be the first to admit that. It was not a pretty time in my life. And then when I started taking all of these steps of managing my stress in a like easy to manage way, like a way that moms can actually manage their stress. Because I mean, wow, stress management, telling me to get 8 hours of sleep at night, it's not really helpful when you have a child or multiple children, or, you know, like, it's just not. And when you're like in these habits of staying up late because it's the only time you have alone, I mean, there's so many practical advice out there for stress management, but not for moms. Like, the stress management I'm teaching is stuff that worked for me as a mother to three small, very rowdy, rambunctious, high-energy little boys. It turns out when I created Unblock Your Joy, didn't even know I was a special needs mom at the time either. Like, my oldest kid has been diagnosed with autism, which we kind of always had a feeling, but I mean, like, he officially is. So now I'm looking back at those early years of my life, realizing I was also a special needs mom. Like, yeah, no wonder I felt like I was drowning. There was a lot going on and I wasn't taking the time to really look at all the pieces, because looking at all the pieces was really overwhelming, right? And so that's part of what Unblock Your Joy does, is it starts to look at the little pieces and it starts putting them in a new perspective. And it starts helping you like take the right steps in the right direction. And it's all tips, like these are all psychological and like philosophical and proven strategies. All right, this is proven strategies from the professionals, written to you from the, and spoken to you from the scope of motherhood. Like, this is a mom who is in like the hardest years of my life, taking all of these strategies and just filtering them into what can I actually do as a super overwhelmed mom to implement these sort of strategies and tips and hacks. What can I actually do that's really going to make an impact and change my life in the future, like heading towards the future that I want to be living? And so that's what Unblock Your Joy really is. It is the first signature course that I have made. If you already have it from Teachable, you've already got it. It's up on the new platform now. And so if you go to brittanyclarkson.com/unblock-your-joy-enroll, you'll find it. Or just click the link down in the description below. That's brittanyclarkson.com/unblock-your-joy-enroll. Or if you just go to brittanyclarkson.com, you can click the little menu up in the top that says like products and courses. Or my Instagram link in bio, if that's where you know me from, is Instagram at Britt Clarkson. The link in bio has like a banner for Unblock Your Joy right now. Super easy to find. That's probably the easiest way to get there, which is also, if you just want that link, it's brittanyclarkson.com/welcome. Easy peasy. You found it. Okay. Anyways, what I want to get into talking about today is building, is becoming confident in your identity. So here's the thing is that we tend to think that we've lost our identity in motherhood when we haven't. Motherhood is such a beautiful place to find your identity. That's where I found mine. I didn't know who I was before motherhood. Sometimes you falsely think that motherhood is the identity itself, but it's really not. It's how you choose to show up in motherhood, how you're called to show up in motherhood. That's the identity. All right. So motherhood can be a piece that actually helps you find your identity, not that helps you lose it. What actually causes a loss of identity in motherhood, in my belief, is being in survival mode. I think we lose ourselves in survival mode. And I did an episode a while back about like intentionally deciding what survival mode is going to look like, which really puts you back in the driver's seat instead of turning over all of your power and saying, I can't handle things right now. I have to make things easy right now. Like I can't do everything. Instead of just saying, I can't do everything. And you know, flopping and letting it just floundering about, letting whatever's going to happen, happen. You can say, I'm going to decide what I can do and do just that. Right. You get to decide like your bare minimum. You get to decide what your priorities are. You're the one in the driver's seat. Don't give up that kind of control in your life to just happenstances, you know, like whatever's going to happen. Don't give your identity away to your to-do list. Anyways, I wanted to talk about becoming really confident in your identity. So you might be questioning like who you even are right now, right? Letting go of who you think you are is a process. It's a give and take. It's a back and forth. It's a path with peaks and valleys. Okay, this is a leap of faith, stepping from your comfort zone of self-doubt into the uncertainty of questioning your identity. This is not an easy path to follow. There's rocks to stumble on. There's thickets. There's, you know, it's rough terrain, but it's worth it. It's so, so worth it. So what it's going to take to become confident in your identity is to deconstruct what you know about yourself now. Every thought you think, every belief you believe was put there. It came from somewhere. So what you need to do is, you know, imagine that you're this block tower, like you're a tower made out of wooden blocks and all the pieces are there. And you've just got to knock the whole thing down. You've got to take it back down to the foundation and you've got to decide at my core, at my soul, at the deepest depths of who I am, what's important to me? What do I know to be true about me? Not what are my habits, not what are my accomplishments, not what are the things I do each day, but who are you at your core? At the deepest point of who you are, who are you there? That's the foundation where you build it. Okay, and you can get into whatever philosophical or religious belief system that you are, you know, subscribed to and whatever, and build it from that, right? Like if you're a Christian, your strong foundation should be like that you are building on the attributes and the teachings of Jesus, right? Like that kind of thing. I think that people at the core are love. And I think we are called to love one another. And that is succinct with Jesus' teachings. That's like the biggest thing I learned from all my years of, you know, church and learning of Christianity and all these things is that the like main common core here that I think is the most important thing to learn is that we're called to love and we're called to be love, right? We're called to shine our light. And like, from what I see, it doesn't even matter what religion or, you know, belief system that you're in. I think we can all agree that love and light, joyfulness, happiness, like this is like really important, right? Nobody wants to live their life being miserable, and misery loves its company. It is this dark cloud. It is this just nasty sort of way of being that nobody wants to be. So don't be that dark rain cloud that brings everybody around you down, right? Build that foundation to become the person that you know you are meant to be, the person that you already are at your core, right? There's so many people out there talking about becoming like your best self. And I know I've mentioned it too. Like I'm guilty of talking about becoming your best self and, you know, like becoming a higher version of yourself. But here's the thing is like, you already are the very best version of yourself that can and has and will ever exist. Like you are you. You already are at your core, your highest self. We just kind of, we're like onions with all these layers, you know? We just put on all these jackets and we put up all these walls and we put on all these labels and name tags of things that don't belong to us, things that don't help us, things that we've been told we are, things that we have thought we are. And it all leads to us believing that we are a certain way. We start to, you know, we start to really believe that we are the labels that others have put on us. Whether it's other people in your life, whether it's you looking at the mirror, whether it's society that's put this label on you, you know, kind of like the label that you're a mom, your highlight of the day should be going to the bathroom alone. Like you're not allowed to have hobbies. You're not allowed to do anything fun because you're a mom now. Like, that's it. Like, unsubscribe. We're not doing that. I've been talking about that a lot lately. Like, we're not having fun anymore. Like, moms can have fun. Moms just want to have fun. And that's what we're doing now, right? So take off that label. If you're still wearing that name tag that says not allowed to have fun, I have to say no to myself. No self-care for me. Self-care is selfish. Rip those off like a Band-Aid. Pull them off. Throw them away. Crumple them up. You are done with that, okay? We are here today deconstructing your identity and who you are and what you know about yourself. Getting down to the juicy, good core of who you are, like a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop, right? Like you got this hard shell on the outside, but at the core, you're Tootsie Roll all along. Like, tear down all of these walls that you've put up that block joy and love. Right? How often do you put up a wall and decide that you're not worthy of love, that you don't have time for love, that you're not worthy of fun, that you don't have time for fun, and that like if you say yes to yourself, it means saying no to someone else. Tear down all those walls, right? Let yourself be exposed. Let that soft, chocolatey center be exposed, you know? Realize who you are at your core. Right? Tear off all the habits, all the bad habits especially. Tear those off. You know, the sleep deprivation, the caffeine addiction, you know, can't stay on top of dishes. Whatever these are, take them off. You messy bun, that's not who you are. Leggings, it's not who you are. How you dress, how you look, how you act, what you do in a day. These things are not your identity. These things are not your value as a human being, right? Even sometimes like the label of mom gets like tarnished and dirty and distorted, right? And we start to look at the label of mom as being, you know, a lot of those bad habits I mentioned, someone who's just doing laundry and dishes and caffeine addicted and sleep deprived and doesn't get to go to the bathroom alone and, you know, isn't allowed to go out and have fun except for like once a year. Those don't have to go with that label. Those beliefs, those ideas don't have to be part of your motherhood journey at all. Because you're in that driver's seat. You get to decide what your motherhood looks like. You get to decide what the word mom means for you, right? Like mom is such a beautiful, it's such a beautiful relationship with your child. Like look out in the wild, look at like a mama cheetah or a mama lion. You'd be like the mama lioness to your little cubs. Even like a mama bear. Like they're not worried about dishes and laundry and all these like dumb responsibilities. That's just being an adult human. Like those are adult human responsibilities. Being a mom means that, yeah, you do the adult human responsibilities of your children who are incapable of doing adult human responsibilities because they are children human children right now. Like, yeah, but that's not motherhood. Like motherhood is being there for your kid and helping them and teaching them and coddling them and just being like their source of life. Like you created this little thing that turned into a whole human being. It's so neat and so cool. And it's like you get to be the one who like shepherds them through life and you get to open all the doors for them and you get to hold their hand and, you know, you get to, you know, get them ready for kindergarten. Like you get to watch your child grow and learn and smile and love and flourish. And if all your priorities are aligned right, and you're not getting just weighted down and drowning under the house care stuff and the adult stuff, if it's just you and your child and the rest of the world melts away, that's motherhood. That's beautiful. That is just absolute joy, you know? To just like be the one that is like soulmate to this child and be like, we are one. We are like, let me raise you up to be a human. Like, it's exciting. It's fun. It's so cool. It's so beautiful. Like, you get to rebrand all the labels that you wear. You don't have to look at it the way that, you know, whatever your Instagram feed is showing you, it means. You don't have to do that. You know, go look up almost anything in the dictionary, and there are multiple definitions, and some of them are slightly contradictory to each other sometimes. And you get to do that. You get to write your own definition because it's your life and it's your identity. And you get to decide what the labels mean. And you get to decide what labels you continue to wear. All right? You take all those blocks, those wooden blocks that you tore down with all the different labels and all the different pieces, and you start rebuilding. And you get to configure it how you want to, because it's your life and it's your identity and it's yourself. And you get to rebuild so that you can see who you actually are. And then you get to, you know, distort the image until you love it, right? You get to bring it into focus because maybe you just need, you know, some metaphorical mindset glasses here. Maybe, you know, you can see it, but it's all blurry. And when it comes into focus, you realize, oh my gosh, I do love this. This is the life I love. This is exactly what I want to be. I'm exactly who I want to be. I'm exactly where I want to be. I just couldn't see it before because I wasn't wearing my glasses, you know? So that's really what I wanted to say. I'm so out of breath now. I forgot to bring water up here, so I'm going to go get some water. Become confident in your identity because you get to choose what that is. All right, friend, I love you so much. See you next time. Hey, gorgeous, just one more quick thought. Could you please, please, please do me a ginormous favor and rate and review and share the show? Please, this is how, like, if I have helped you in any kind of a way, if I have given you one little tidbit of help or encouragement or insight in any way, please do not hesitate to email me about the change that your life has had, because I get off on hearing about how I've helped you. It does not inflate my ego. It just keeps me going, and it makes me so excited and so happy. It makes me feel like all the work I put in is worth it if I can help one of you feel better about your life. Do not hesitate to share my episodes with your friends. Copy the link into a text, or share it at your next mom group, or share it on social media. And if you do, please tag me at Britt Clarkson if you're on Instagram, because I love to see who's listening and what you learned and got out of any kind of an episode. Anyways, friend, I love you so much. Thank you for being here.